Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to The Herd Mentality. Let's go back to a time long ago, to the founding of our great country, when every farmer grew the plant, when America was a sane place to live and raise a family, or just raise some pot, or raise hell, that's right. Back to the 1960s, the hippies were always right about everything.
Hello, herd, and all you hippies and gypsies and traveling people, wherever you're at and roundabout. Welcome to another exciting Throwback Thursday episode of The Herd Mentality. And today we're going to be talking about, because it's 9/14/17 on the calendar, and we're in the Grand Central Station time zone where we broadcast from, typically, or me, or whoever. Anyway, it's 9/14/17, and it's right about that time we call tea time. It's 4 o'clock in the p.m. where I'm at. But today we're going to be talking about deer mice, hazelnuts, sassafras, sumac, and Virginia creeper. I'll refer to my natural events calendar, which tells me what the wildlife is doing out in the whole wild, wonderful world of wildlife. And that is, deer mice are storing seeds and nuts underground in nests. There's lots of seeds and nuts available now, and it's time to store them for winter. Along those same lines, the hazelnuts are beginning to ripen, and you can look for their kind of ruffled casings, part of the shell, but it's spiky. And anyway, if there's hazelnuts in your neighborhood, and also the other items, sassafras, sumac, and Virginia creeper are starting to show their fall color. And that is completely true here. And those fall colors are, you know, depending on the year and the circumstances, ranges anywhere from yellow to red to brown to whatever. But in the case of at least two of those, they usually, under the right conditions, are red in color. And one of them in particular is the one I'm going to cover today, and that is sassafras. And sassafras is a genus of three extant, that means still here, and one extinct species of deciduous trees in the family Lauraceae, native to eastern North America and eastern Asia. In beverages and candy, sassafras was used in the past to flavor root beer. But sassafras tea contains a lot of safrole, the chemical in sassafras that makes it poisonous. One cup of tea made with 2.5 grams of sassafras contains about 200 milligrams of safrole. So, I don't know about everybody else, but I like sassafras tea. The leaves and pith, when dried and powdered, have been used as a thickener in soups. The roots often are dried and steeped for tea. And sassafras, formerly in the past, was used as flavoring in root beer, like I already said. The pleasant-tasting oil of sassafras comes from the roots and the root bark. So, I mean, if you're wanting the flavor, that's what you need is the roots, and there's bark on the roots of them also, if you've ever had them or dug them up. The main constituent of the oil is safrole, and that's the chemical name of, you know, the stuff, sassafras oil and safrole have been banned for use as flavors and food additives by the FDA because of their carcinogenic potential. I don't know if I stressed that enough. I said potential. So, the Drug Enforcement Administration, also known as the DEA, has issued a notice to inform individuals and businesses handling safrole and essential oils rich in safrole, such as sassafras oil, brown camphor oil, also referred to as Chinese sassafras oil, that they are sometimes used in the manufacture of MDMA. And I learned that by doing this show just haphazardly the way that I do, and I did not know that, but evidently that's a fact because I found it on the internet. Anyway, the definition of sassafras is it's an Eastern North American tree, Sassafras albidium, of the laurel family, having both ovate and lobed aromatic leaves. The carcinogenic dried root bark of the sassafras used formerly as a diaphoretic or flavoring agent. So anybody, if you like root beer, guess where that flavor comes from? Good old sassafras. And hello, Maggie C. in the chatting room. I think she decided that we're going to have to call that the mental lounge, or how about the mental mall, or the mental mystic something, mountain. I don't know. Anyway, I guess we can call whatever we want. But it's a chat room that if you're listening to us via Blog Talk Radio, you can also check in and follow along in the chat room, and Maggie C is in there now. And since she is, I found today, I was looking for more, you know, audio files, sound bites, bumpers, whatever you want to call them in the radio lingo or podcasting as it is in this format. But I found some more so I could have more buttons to push. I got rid of some of the old ones. But anyway, I still did not find a cowbell audio file, but I did find this, Maggie C, and tell me if you like it or not. I don't know. It's supposed to be wind chimes. And I don't think, I got this cheap-ass headset that I'm using now, and I don't know how well I'm going to like it. I'm going to have to get a better one or something, because I don't think I hear the audio right, or else I'm not hearing everything. Anyway, I'm not getting a lot of feedback, any of those other kinds of things. I doubt if my, you know, sometimes boss lady is ever going to show up in the near future, because she's always busy, but if she does, this is usually the sound. I don't know, those seem a little loud. And that's one thing, I guess these guys, I'm going to go ahead and start up something in the background just so I know that I'm not the only thing being heard here. And I'm going to go back to the psychedelic. Hillbilly, Hillbilly, Final Ta. Just to hear something in my ear. There we go. Sounds a little bit better, at least to me, than just my voice going on. So, I don't know what's going on in everybody else's neck of the woods. I have, as my clipboard item, all alone here, high and dry, waiting on a ball player in the studio. And if nobody wants to play ball, I'll just play ball by myself, because I can do that too. In the meantime, sort of finished talking about sassafras, and there's some other things that have been on my mind that maybe I could, should, and would talk about, but I'm going to talk about the herd mentality itself. This radio started, the show started over 2 years ago. And the very first show I did, we did, was just kind of playing and fooling around, and it might have been the best show ever, because I don't think we ever got any better than that. I know I did, but that might be for a good reason. I'm not sure. But nonetheless, we've been around that long. If you want to hear kind of OG herd mentality, you can go back in our archives at Blog Talk Radio and all the way back to the first show, which I entitled LOL. But that's also 101 if you looked at it differently. 101, LOL, whatever. It's probably the best show, and that's when I didn't have a clue in hell what the fuck I was doing, but I was driving the bus and talking and answering people's questions on the fly with no script, no microphone, no headset, no much of anything. Other than a box of wires to push buttons with. And I got a bunch of new buttons today. Different songs and sounds and things. And just as I had to do a little file management stuff. It's a good thing I know a little bit about these boxes of wires that we play with on Blog Talk and on Facecrack or anywhere else, in case anybody's not aware of, some parts of my resume are that I can make websites, know how to use WordPress, and I was making websites back around, AOL2.4 or something, when I was reading HTML code and cutting and copying and pasting and fucking making shit work that way. It's a lot easier now, but I guess it's better. I don't know for sure if it is or not. But nonetheless, I know a little bit about how this shit works. Sometimes, it's not my job all the time, but it can be and has been in the past. So, trying to figure out, once I started paying to play here at Blog Talk, I had to figure out, now that I got all these buttons, how in the fuck do I find what button to push without scrolling up and down and trying to figure out the fucking alphabet. And anyway, so I referred myself back to my file management techniques that one learns by at least in the past, by making websites and having your files all in the same place so that you can find them, And some of the files work in a hierarchical kind of way, you know, like one after another based on how you name them or label them. And so I've done some of that in the audio file portion for the herd mentality. And nowadays, that's me. And everybody else that calls in, but the way it was in the past is not the way it is now. And I don't ever see that changing. But here's one thing that I did find today that I uploaded, and I'm gonna crank down the volume a little bit on that because Blog Talk evidently thinks it needs to be too loud for some people, especially if you're calling in on the phone. But if you're listening to it streaming live through Blog Talk and the internet, you know, maybe that's different. But I'm gonna let her rip here, Tater Chip, and see if anybody takes a bite.
Space, the final frontier. These are the voyages of the Starship Enterprise. Its 5-year mission, to explore strange new worlds, to seek out new life and new civilizations, to boldly go where no man has gone before.
Thank you, Captain. And now we're off and running on the Starship Herd-a-prize. That's not funny. And I have the Star Trek closing credits, and I got all the different Star Trek some sounds from all of them. The OG Kirk Star Trek, fucking Next Generation with, you know, Picard and Worf and Data and those guys, and Voyager with Janeway and Tuvok and Neelix and some of them characters. So I have a fairly good box of toys that I can play with, and I'll learn how to play with them better as time passes. And just in case anybody forgot, I wanted to, you know, be sure and let everybody know this is where we're at and who we are. And
I saw it looked like a big burr or meteorite or something. It went up over the top of the bar and it crashed. I didn't know what. And then I went over there and then it was the herd mentality.
Not a meteor, not a plane, not a train. Yeah. See, there's going to be a test. There is a quiz. You should probably be taking notes. I don't have any T-shirts to give away as prizes yet, but I do have a pen that got returned to me. I think it was probably soaked in whiskey that I resurrected it and got it to working again anyway. And it don't smell like whiskey anymore. So, I mean, that's good for me anyway. Let's see here. Let's find something else we can play in the back of the world. I got a bunch of different things. I kind of like the Dr. Bob, what's his name, stuff is pretty good. I think I got one of them that I haven't played, and I can tell because I don't have the volume turned down on it yet. That's one thing I did learn, too, that if when I turn the volume down on these audio files, that Blog Talk saves that so that next time I push the button, it plays it at the volume that I had selected the previous episode. So that's a good thing to know, because a lot of these things are intended, at least for me for background music for just, you know, a quick pop and a boom or a bang or whatever, a giggle. So I'm going to try Dr. Bob. This is Dr. Bob's Jazz Boppin' Bebop Quartet Barbecue. This is New Blue in the Grass. I'm on a 30-day trial pay-to-play thing. I'm just going to say that it didn't get a whole lot easier by me paying Blog Talk to do this. I haven't paid them yet. I'm still on the 30 days until they start, you know, wanting money. And no, I'm not getting ready to ask anybody for any money. If I want to do this, I'll buy my way. That's how I operate. But I just thought maybe there would be more. Just, I don't know. There's more, but it's just more of the same, is what I found out so far. But I got a lot of new buttons to play with, and I can have the background music going on. Yeah, I can broadcast free, I see that. But then they only let me have 3 audio clips per episode, and now I'm hooked on audio clips. I think I might be addicted. I'm not sure. But that kind of brings me back to the maybe point I was trying to make, or attempting to make earlier, was that in the beginning of this show, the sound bites and, you know, audio files and that part of the show, that wasn't supposed to be my job. The other guy made some and made a few more, and for a total of 15 altogether. And that's what we've been using all this time up until a couple weeks ago, I guess, is best I can recollect. Nonetheless, that is not the case now. And as soon as I get on the telephone with the... I don't have GarageBand anymore with my OS. Anyway, I got to get on the phone with the fucking geniuses at Apple and bitch at them so I can get back some of my programs that are part of the fucking operating system for the iMac. Because I skipped an OS upgrade after Steve Jobs died, because I didn't think, and I still don't, that after he died, that shit's going to stay the same with Apple. And hey, guess what, kids? It's not. I mean, it takes a while for technology and the genius that creates it to trickle down, you know, to the masses, to the devices that we hold in our hands and at our fucking fingertips. But anyway, in missing an OS upgrade, and I forget which one it was. I know right now I'm using El Capitan, I think, maybe, or Sierra. I think I just recently upgraded the OS, thinking that I would get back iPhoto and fucking GarageBand. And guess what? I didn't, and so I'm going to be calling up the Apple geniuses at the Apple hotline number here soon enough and having one of them geniuses figure out how in the fuck am I supposed to get the stuff that everybody else is getting when they get the update. Because I'm still not getting GarageBand and iPhoto. And I got shit stored in there. GarageBand is how I can take these sound bites, piece them together, fade them in and out, fuck with them, fuzz them, blur them, spin them, twist them, you know, whatever you do. You know, it's not like I don't know how, but like I said in the beginning of this shit, this shit show, that was not my job. So, looks like Maggie C bounced out, but hey, there's Getting for USA popped in the chat room. How you doing, dude? Thanks for the link on the infused craft ginger beer stuff, but they won't send it to where I live, so I can't get it unless I go somewhere else. But it looks delicious. I didn't understand the numerical system involved, but somehow or another you pick what you want with a number, and... then that's what they send you. It's numberized and color-codedized and shit like that. So, anyway, that's enough history about the herd mentality and the soundbite situation and what's going on with my Macintosh and my OS. And that means I have missed, or I am tardy to tea time. So, for everybody out there and who's anywhere and might listen to this shit someday or is listening to this shit now, I am going to play something for tea time that lasts about a while. And I'm going to go, okay, that's that thing. And I'm going to go back to the OG sound bites, maybe, probably, for tea time. And I don't even really, I didn't hardly ever use this one, but I'm going to go ahead and play it because, like I said, I'm looking for shit to throw away, and this might be a piece I can. So I don't know if this is a throwaway or here to stay, but wherever you are, whoever you are, and however you are, take a little break, have yourself some tea or whiskey or beer or root beer or sassafras or whatever the hell you do to take a fucking break. And that's what I'm going to be doing, and that's what I recommend you do, too.
Brothers and sisters, it's a return to the old family values. The Manson family values. Right here on the Herd Mentality.
I don't know if I've ever played that on the Herd Mentality before, because when it was made or created, I was like, I don't know if I really like that Manson family value reference fucking shit. But, I mean, that's just me. But, I mean, I don't know. If you're into Helter Skelter and that kind of shit, I guess those values might seem appropriate to you, but I'm okay with it either way, and I can operate in any kind of mentality most of the time if I want to or need to, but I choose not to more often than not. So, all that being said, I'm not really done with tea, but I'm going babble on here a little bit until I find some more background music that I ain't played before. Hold on, here's some more Dr. Bob's Jazz Bopping Bebop Quartet and Barbecue. This is Summer Does That Wet. Huh? Hell, I can't even read it, but I'm going to just play it anyway. Let me see, I'll probably have to turn it down. Summer does that wet thing in your heart or something. I don't know what about everybody else, but I like jazz. Thank you. All right, Dr. Bob. Excuse me. Tried to do that while I had my mic off, but well, I like me some Dr. Bob. As soon as I found them, Sam, I took all them I could get. I got it bookmarked. I might go back and get some more one of these days. I think I got all of them, but he's still making them, so, or whatever, the jazz bopping, bebopping, quartet, barbecue thing. That one there was kind of brassy, a little bit more than some of the others, but they're a pretty versatile band. I think I might like them. And I'm going to shout out again. Thanks for showing up, kids in the chat box room, lounge, fucking Blog Talk Radio gives us live chat to chat around. I don't know about these kids today. I don't think they're too much into that. But if you're old school fucking internet, like some of us are, Magic C's keep saying it's the mental lounge, and that's probably going to fucking stick now. Thanks, C. That's great. We'll use that. I'm okay. The mental lozenge. I like that. Anyway, I'm a kid, too. And that's what I'm going to be when I grow up. An old buddy of mine used to say it like this. You know, you want to know what I'm going to be when I grow up? Dead. Because I ain't no fucking hurry, and I've been working at it a long time. So it's the mental lozenge, in the which is also a chat box, now that Maggie C has named it. And speaking of that, there's some more wings for some angels, because, you know, we ain't ever got enough of them flying around. It's not a cowbell, but it's a bell, and I'm still looking for a cowboy. Well, I almost said cowboy, but I don't have to look too damn hard to find a cowboy. All I got to do is check my boots, usually. Even when we croak, our body continues to become dirt. That is very true. That's the Maggie C quote from the Mental Lozenge Lounge. It's saying that kind of stuff. She might be, I don't know, she's some kind of time traveler or intergalactic stellar transport magic girl or something. I'm not sure yet. She's funny, though, and she makes me laugh, and she's kind of smart and insightful and quick and witty. And and all that stuff like that there, which is most of the stuff that I am not, I guess. Anyway, let's see. I'm going to start this little ditty. Where am I here? Hell, I only got 20 minutes or something left. I done babbled on. I was going to talk more about Sassafras. Because that was interesting. If you got, I don't know, maybe y'all didn't in the chat room hear this, that sassafras oil and saffron have been banned for use as flavors and food additives by the FDA because of their carcinogenic potential. The Drug Enforcement Administration also, the DEA, is issuing this notice to inform individuals and businesses handling saffron and essential oils rich in saffron, such as sassafras oil, brown camphor oil, also referred to as Chinese sassafras oil, that they are sometimes used in the manufacture of MDMA. And for all you real kids out there is, I think in the raves and shit, they call that Molly. Best as I mean, I'm not a kid, and I don't travel in them circles, and I don't really play with shit people make in their bathtubs anymore. But it's MDMA, which I think is what the kids call Molly or like ecstasy or fuck. I don't know what kids do today. I mean, I'm a kid, but I'm not that young a kid. Like, I don't know what they do at them raves, but it looks, all right, Getting goes and looks it up for us, and it's methylene dioxyamphetamine, or MDA. Okay, so that's a methylene and two oxygens on an amphetamine already. So, oh, that's meth. That's not Molly, so that's different. See, I absolutely didn't know what I was talking about. And I got a shout out to Getting for USA, who evidently is a goddamn genius, because he gets out and finds this shit out while I'm talking about it. But I don't know about, I don't play with powders too much, really, at all. Not even like talcum powder or any of it. I'm trying to think. I have some foot powder I got from, I think, Gold Bond that maybe sometimes I put in my shoes. But outside of that, I kind of try to keep my place pretty powder free is the deal. So, yeah, it's classified as both, a phenylethylamine and an amphetamine. So it's okay. So I guess that's what they use. And I did not know that they use. I thought they used pseudoephedrine to make meth with. I mean, that's why you can't get it like in Advil, cold, and sinus anymore or shit. I don't know. Anyway, it's kind of fucked up weird shit. Did I say that out loud? No. Getting said that out loud. No, I was not born high. I was born. My uncle, who called me Crowbait, said that I was not born, that a buzzard shit on a stump and the sun hatched me out is how I got to be here. So, whatever I am, I've pretty much been that way since I was born. I know that much. So, anyway, I guess he named me right. Crowbait, buzzard shit, fucking dirt ball. I mean, that's all we got. We're just on a big dirt ball flying through fucking space with limited resources. By the fucking way, everybody, I'm just saying, fucking people that throw shit away. I'm about done throwing shit away all the fucking time. Hell, you throw away every goddamn thing, TVs and fucking refrigerators that fucking work, and oh my God, just fucking throw it away. And here's the deal, kids. There ain't no away. I mean, we ain't even blasting this shit off the planet out into space yet, but that's probably going to start sometime. But everybody just keeps using the planet like they, you know, there's another one someplace else we can get to and use it, and nah, there ain't. Or maybe, you know, they just, we're never going to run out of shit here. Well, as long as we keep making people who keep fucking making people and more people, there's too many fucking people. And we ain't going to have a planet. Later, C. It rocks. Anyway, C checked out. I guess maybe I ran into. Nah, she probably got, hell, she got job and shit or something, I think. She got real shit to do this time of day. And that's why a lot of people been telling me I ought to do this show like after people get off work, you know, in the evening, prime time or whatever, and, you know, then they can call in or what. No, I'm not going to do that because I picked the time, I picked the days, and I changed and flipped stuff around for a while trying to decide what the fuck to do. So I finally settled on call in, you know, around 4:20 in the afternoon where I live, tea time. And that makes sense. Everybody likes tea, some kind of tea at least. And I know I do. I like a lot of different, I like a variety of teas myself. I'm kind of a variety pack sort of guy. I don't like the same thing all the time, no matter what it is, pretty much. Some things I do, because if I don't have the same thing all the time, it makes my OCD hurt. And I don't know if you got OCD, but I think almost everybody does have some kind of it. Yeah, when shit ain't in the right place, sometimes you go, ow, ow, I don't like, that's not where it's supposed to be. And you got to put it back, and if you don't get it put back, you fucking bug you until you do. You know, it's kind of like one of these. It's like a number 11. Well, there was a little bit of warning there before it blowed up. There was kind of a ticking sound, at least. So that was, you know, if you hear a ticking sound, it might not be a watch. I mean, nobody, I don't even know if I don't wear a watch anymore. Once I had the fucking time on my cell phone, I quit wearing a watch. Because I don't need all that stuff hanging off of me. Necklaces, earrings, jewelry, bracelets, watches, yeah, they're pretty, I guess, on girls anyway, for sure, most of the time, but that's just my personal preference. What am I going to play here in the background? I got this piece here, it's some ambient rainforest. I got a lot of nature sounds and stuff today when I was downloading clips, audio clips, mostly in MP3 format for those of you that are out there that know the difference between WAVs and MP3s and 4s and, you know, different shit like that. It's not that important, but unless you're, you know, building a radio show or something, you might want to know a little bit about that at least. So anyway, I still ain't got my file management thing down right, because there's something I'm looking for here, and it's out of fucking alphabetical order or something. Anyway, I'll look through that shit later and probably find it. But here I found this. This is Vinny, you might have a Vinny where you live, but. Well, hello, kitty. What are you doing? Meow. Meow. Hmm? What do you want? Probably something to eat. My kitty's always making that noise. Hi, Vinny. See, Vinny says hi. Vinny C says hi. Hi, C. C made it back. I guess she had to bounce away for a while. She kind of like a ball sometimes. I want to use that thing. Ask whoever you need permission from, that ball thing, those ball things that you do, the sound audio things. Those are funny. And I'll play them on this show sometime if you don't care. And you guys in the chat room, you can always call in if, you know, I don't know, I don't ever hear you call in on the other Possum Herd show or anything either, but I've called in. I do both sides. I like the chat room. I like to call in. I like to, you know, plug in and play in. And, yeah, this shit's just kind of fun. It's sort of starting to seem a little bit more like work since I'm wearing a headset and I got regular hours like Tuesdays and Thursdays at 4 p.m. Central Time in the United States of America, I think is where I'm still living. some days, especially lately, I wonder. And that's what I was trying to find, because the goddamn file is named weird. Okay, here they are. I got two of these. And I don't know if this is funny or if this is piss you off kind of funny, but sometimes people forget there's a real fine line between comedy and tragedy. And one man's laughter is another man's pain and suffering. Sometimes it just bees that way. Kind of like everything else in the universe. It's the yin and the yang and the black and the white. And you can't have one without the other, basically, is what that boils down to. So anyway, here's a little something about this guy.
We're all a little chubby, but Rosie's just worse than most of us. But it's not the chubbiness. Rosie is a very unattractive person, both inside and out. Rosie's a person that's very lucky to have her girlfriend. And she better be careful or I'll send one of my friends over to pick up a girlfriend. Why would you stay with Rosie if she had another choice? Rosie is always disgusting. Both inside and out. If you take a look at her, she's a slob. She talks like a truck driver. Rosie attacked me personally, but I was very happy when her talk show failed. The other thing that failed, and this was a real monster, and everybody was suing her, was her magazine. Her magazine called Rosie was a total disaster. So I loved it. I gloat on it. I think it's wonderful because I like to see bad people fail. Rosie failed. I'm happy about it.
The war is a total disaster. It's a catastrophe, nothing less.
I'm happy about it. I'm worth many billions of dollars. Now, I'm happy about it. I'm worth many billions of dollars. Now, I'm happy about it. Happy about it.
Match with reality, you can rest assured they have been trumped up. They've been all trumped up. They've been changed, they've been adjusted, the truth rearranged. It's hard on your brain, but it's okay. Because we all been trumped up. The facts just don't add up, and you can't fit the lies in a trunk. It's been trumped up. The whole world has been trumped up. The value of your dollar is trumped up. Your citizenship might even be trumped up. First you get the facts, then you get the trumped up version. It may be hard to see, but I think you will agree that the stuff going down today has all been trumped up, all trumped up. Economy is doing fine. The world respects us. The Russians are our friends. And that's what the president said. I heard it on Twitter. He typed it right in. No, it's not quite a fact. It may be just a defense.
All right. All right, Jets. I'm all still in your order. And this is just fucking funny shit here. I'm going to talk over the Orwellian 1984 voice in the fucking background. And I am going to find, I think, where is it? Where is it? Where is it? Where is it? Well, Cuck, if you lost my soundbite, I'm going to be pissed. I'm almost a couple of minutes to kick out. Damn it! I think this is trumpery. Bob Talk has committed trumpery and taken away one of my audio files. I know I uploaded it. Surely I could not be at fault. It can't be my fault. It never is. All the time. Which one is it? All right, then. I guess that's enough of that about that guy. We're down under 90 seconds. The Blog Talk Lady says, and so I got some of these, and I'm going to bite out with some of them. And
106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes, it's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
You see, we're on a mission from God.
But I lost my damn chickens. Where did my chickens go? Getting for USA ordered chickens, and I know I got chickens some damn place, and Blog Talk stole them. Man, you can't even keep chickens up in Blog Talk's audio file storage thing. What a pain in the ass. That is not right. Anyway, everybody, thanks for listening. If you listen later, that's great, and if you don't, that's okay too, because I'm going to keep doing what I do. And we're down to 10 seconds. Thanks, everybody. Maggie C and Getting for USA in the mental lozenge lounge portion of our program. Thanks for contributing. You guys are great. Love you lots. And I am going to kick us out of here with this. And that. let's see, where are we? I'm just here by myself now. And after the live part of the show, the chat part is live. And so those guys have checked out to other and other things to do. And now I am just playing with my new buttons. I did get me some red tape and some blue tape and some green tape and yellow tape and orange tape so I could kind of color code my buttons and know, at least get some kind of file management grasp on all these audio files that I have in my hands at the moment. So, in order to do that, I'm going to test a few of them here to see what to keep and what to not and what I like and maybe how to organize it better for next time. Oh, well, here's the damn one I was looking for earlier. Why couldn't I find that? I would think a guy would be able to find that fucking noise in his box of toys. Evidently not, but there it is, and so I'll remember that now. Just kind of going through. Bear with me if you listen later in the archives. I'm just jerking around here in overtime after the herd mentality. And just in case you ever do that, and you
it's the herd mentality.
The herd mentality.
Anyway, I think that about covers it, except I do know that I have lost a audio file somewhere in Bog Talk. And I will find it and have it in there next time, because getting for USA ordered chicken from the Mental Lozenge Lounge, and I thought I had brought chicken, and evidently there's no chicken. No chicken. I actually thought I had two different kinds of chicken, but either I can't follow the alphabet, or I ain't got no chicken. One or two. It's probably my fault. Most of the time it is. I forget shit. I'm old. Kind of wanted to play that just to see what it says, but I don't think I better. Not right now, anyway. Where's that other thing I was looking for? Oh, here's one. This one's kind of... just playing that while I was looking for something else. So I thought that's what it was. What else do we have here to play with? I'm really still just looking for chicken in case it was, you know, named something like not chicken. But evidently, I don't know. Maybe Blog Talk is chicken free or chicken shit or I don't know. They're somewhere and I have lost my chicken noises. Nonetheless, I'm going to just go ahead this time instead of... I'm going to do this. I'm going yeah, I got that, and that's an exit sound if I want to use that for some time later on. But I'm going to just keep using the OG sound bites that we started with, all 15 of them that a goddamn genius created a long time ago and then never did any more after that. So I'm going to kick us out with this, and I'm going to say adios, kids, amigos, whoever you hosts, and I'm going to check out to the patio and have myself a frosty cold one and play with my dog. Later.
Coast to coast, town to town, and station to station, it's the herd mentality. Advising you of all your medicinal needs, recreational uses, and these travels through the universe. East Coast, West Coast, it's the herd mentality. I think life could be just a little more fun. You remember the old days when you were young? It can all happen here. Right here on the herd mentality. Into the herd mentality. Stay tuned for more of the herd mentality.